The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
I'm going to be chatting with Jacqueline Jones, one of the stalwarts of Richmond Theatre for many, many years. How long have you been here working, Jackie?
Well, I grew up here.
Oh, okay. So you've been working since you were a kid.
Well, I didn't really when I was a kid, but I did start out at the Jewish Community Center.
And we won't ask you how long ago that was, because that would just be tacky.
Oh, just 3 years.
3 years. Anyway, Jacqueline's done dozens and dozens of shows all over town, and she's always wonderful. And her latest production is going to be the second one-person show that Firehouse is doing in their contactless theater during COVID-19. And the play is called Anne. So first of all, Jackie, who is or who was Anne Richards?
She was the governor of Texas from 1991 to 1995, and she was feisty and fun-loving. And one of the reasons Billy Christopher and I were really grateful to Joel for producing Anne at Firehouse now is that it's right before the elections, because she was a proponent of involving citizens in government, and she encouraged people to participate and at the very least vote. And one of her missions long before she became governor was to get women and minorities to participate in government.
One of her most famous speeches was at the Democrat convention in
1988. And that's right. When she made famous this phrase that she did not actually write. Ginger Rogers did everything that Fred Astaire did. She just did it backwards and in high heels.
Right. This play was created by Holland Taylor. Do you want to tell us who that is and how it came about?
Well, Holland Taylor is an actress, and Anne Richards is one of her idols. When Anne Richards died in 2006, she wanted to memorialize the wonderful, wonderful person that Anne was. And it took her a number of years. She did tons of research. All the people that are mentioned in the script, she actually spoke to family members and friends and co-workers.
Of course, she did the show on Broadway. How long did that run?
I don't know how long it ran, but she did it in 2013. And right. She still does it.
How has the process been going? Have you been rehearsing remotely with your director, by the way, who is Billy Christopher Maupin, who was in the first show that Firehouse did during this series, The Picture of Dorian Gray? Did y'all have Zoom rehearsals? How did all that process work?
We started out in person, and we rehearsed at a church with a big space. Everything would be contactless there at the church, and I was the only one not wearing a mask when I was in rehearsal. And on breaks and stuff, I put my mask back on.
Right.
And
right.
Then Billy Christopher had to go out of town. And so we did a lot of Zoom rehearsals. You know, I was at my home doing the rehearsals, but I discovered that my dining room table is the same size as the partner desk that we're using. So I was able to convert my family room. I know, it was great. It also allowed me to prepare a little bit because this is contactless and because the audience size is so very limited. One of the challenges to me will be that there will be much less feedback from the audience.
Sure.
Not just vocally, but also the energy that you can feel from the audience. And because this is primarily a comedy, that will be a challenge for me. So doing the Zoom rehearsals kind of help prepare me, I think, a little bit for that.
I just want to mention that they will be having an audience of anywhere from 2 to 6, depending on the performance, and it will also be streamed some nights too. And speaking of Zoom, I know you've done some other online stuff, some storytelling and things. What are some of those things that you've been doing to keep busy during this quarantine?
Jerry, I've been so lucky because I was supposed to have been the understudy for A Doll's House Part 2. At the same time, that was canceled. Then came all those notices that Virginia Rep was going to have online offerings. And so I sent in my initial offering for the bedtime stories. And the day after I sent it in, wrote me an email and said, "We really like your video. We would like to hire you full time for a seasonal contract." So I got to do a few story times. It was a real gift to me.
And those are on the Virginia Rep website, correct?
They are on the Virginia Rep website, and they're also on the Virginia Rep YouTube channel.
Great, and I've seen them, and they're a lot of fun. You put on different disguises and makeup, and you have a good time with them. So they are a lot of fun.
Well, part of the fun was that we got to use whatever we had at our house. I was using some really strange stuff.
Yeah, you were. It was very creative. It was a lot of fun. Moving back to Firehouse now, I know one of the challenges with this show, I would assume, is anybody of a certain age probably remembers Governor Anne Richards, and you look a little different than Anne. How have y'all worked to kind of capture her look, or are you just more capturing her essence?
Well, I'm hoping to capture her essence and her look with the help of Ruth Hedberg, this amazing costumer. She found this gorgeous suit that really is Anne-esque, and this amazing wig really is transformative. And yes, Anne was a tiny woman. I'm hoping to capture her essence in a big way. How about that?
That's great. I'm assuming you did the usual research of going on YouTube and things like that just to get some feeling for Anne's style and delivery.
Yes, I've listened to a lot of YouTubes. I'm not trying to do an imitation.
Right.
But sure. I'm just working on the way she expressed herself. And of course, I have the words from the script. But also, Erica Hughes is our dialect coach, and she has helped me so much. And Anne actually grew up in Lakeview, Texas. So hers is an authentic Texas dialect. And in fact, in her 1988 Democratic National Convention speech, she says something very funny about her dialect and that she wanted to come and speak so that they would know what a real Texas accent sounded like.
So I briefly mentioned that Billy Christopher Maupin directed this show. Was it created just because of the COVID situation so that a one-person show would work? Because his, of course, was a one-person show.
Well, actually, no. He contacted me months ago, maybe close to a year ago, and said, I've just read this play and you have to do this. I'm going to send it to you. And he sent it to me and I read it and I thought, I have to do this play. But I didn't really think it was ever going to happen, you know? And then when the COVID thing started and he was working on Dorian Gray, he knew that he was interested in doing Anne because he had approached Joel and the time was right. And he said, what do you think? Do you think Jackie would be available? And what else am I doing, you know?
Yeah,
and
right.
So Billy Christopher contacted me again and said, hey, we can do this at Firehouse.
Terrific, terrific. Now, speaking of Firehouse, you mentioned Joel. That's Joel Bassin, the artistic director, for those who don't know. You told me earlier that he's actually got things in very good shape for these contactless performances. Tell me exactly what the procedure is there at the theater.
When you arrive at the theater, they take your temperature. If you're not wearing a mask, they provide you with one. And then if you want to order something from the bar for intermission, you order it, you don't touch anything. The bar is all in metered sections so that you go to your number. You're given a number. You have your own bathroom. You have your own seat. You have your own bar space, and it's all with your number so you know where to go. It's really impressive, I think. So I felt very comfortable being in age range of us who have to be more careful.
Right, to be
working in that space.
So I know this episode of Curtain Call actually starts airing on September 18th, and you opened on Wednesday the 16th. I can't ask you how the opening went, but I do know that it will be running until October 25th, and a lot of the seats are already filled. A lot of the tickets are already sold out. So that's great news for you. Like I mentioned before, there will be some live streaming productions too. So any final words, Jackie, how did opening night go? If you can see into the future.
If I had a crystal ball, it was fantastic.
And if I know you do probably have a crystal ball in one of your prop drawers somewhere. So, well, it's been great to talk with you. And I have been talking with Jacqueline Jones, who is playing Anne, based on Governor Anne Richards, at Firehouse Theater. As I mentioned, it opened on September 16th. And at this point, we'll be running through October 25th, but may get extended again since it's selling so well. There will be contactless performance of 2, 4, or 6 people in the audience. Thank you so much for this. It's been fascinating, and break a leg.
Thank you, Jerry.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website at artsies.org.